Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, Paul Pretty, our collegiate director, walked us through John chapter 4 and talked about the episode with Jesus and the woman at the well. And it's a really famous passage in Scripture. There's a lot to it. It's a wonderful narrative. And one of the things that Paul did was he highlighted just the fact that Samaritans were considered by the Jews to be racially inferior because of some of the history there. They were not purely Jewish. And so the kind of pure, if I can say it that way, quote, end quote, right? The pure Jews of Israel looked at the people of Samaria, the people of Judea looked at the people of Samaria and said, hey, they are racially, culturally, socially inferior to us. That's what they thought. And so often a really religious, pious Jewish person would walk around Samaria to get to where they were going instead of going through Samaria because they wanted to avoid that sinful kind of place. And so as Jesus goes, takes his disciples through Samaria, he finds this woman at the well and he begins to talk with her. And Jesus is just breaking all of the rules here, all of the social rules and cultural norms and religious norms. It was not typical for a Jewish man to talk to a Samaritan woman, really to talk to any Samaritan, but to talk to this Samaritan woman. It was not typical for a Jewish rabbi to be talking to this sinful woman. And Jesus just breaks all of those rules and talks to this lady and shows her kindness and love, walks kind of with her story. He does talk about the sin in her life, but he also says, look, you can come to me and you can find living water. I can satisfy you because I am the Messiah. And it's an amazing story. And Paul said something. He said, you know, Jesus as the Messiah, he breaks down barriers that divide us. He as the Messiah breaks down barriers that divide us. And I thought that was such a good point. I look at our culture right now, and I would say there are a lot of things that divide us. There are things that divide us politically. There are things that divide us socially. There are things that divide us religiously. There are things that divide us racially. There are things that divide us socioeconomically. And yet when I think about, hey, ultimately, what is the solution to that? How is it that we look at someone who's very different than us and we're able to have genuine relationship with that person? And the answer is found in the gospel, in Christ. When someone comes to know and love Jesus, and someone who's very unlike them comes to know and love Jesus, those people are made brothers or sisters in the same family, the family of God. And so I want to say to us this morning, if you're here this morning and you're listening and you just look at your life and you know, man, I'm guilty of viewing someone who's different than me because maybe of our upbringing or because of our racial background or because of our socioeconomic background, cultural background. And I have just maybe viewed that person in a way that is not a godly way. If they're a brother or sister in Christ, then I need to look at them and see them that way. And if they're not walking with Jesus, then I need to look at them and say, it's my privilege, despite our differences, to share the gospel with this person and to hope and pray for this person that they come to know and love Jesus. And so what I want to do is I want to give us a little bit of time to pray here. And I know that this is a difficult, sensitive subject sometimes, the things that divide us in our culture, but I just want to give us some time to say and pray to the Lord, God, forgive me if I have viewed anyone in my life, at my workplace, in my family, in my friend group, amongst my acquaintances, if I've viewed anyone with prejudice or I've looked at them and just categorized them as the other. Father, if I've looked at them without compassion and without love, to just ask forgiveness and say, God, will you help me to view those in my life who are very different than me? God, if they're a brother or a sister in Christ, to view them as that. And if they're not walking with you, God, to desire and hope for them and to talk with them that way, that they would come to know and love Jesus Christ. Let's take a moment. Let's pray about that right now. Thanks for joining us this morning on the LifePoint Drivecast. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.